Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, this is Eleanor, executive producer of Unwell. Did you know that we have Unwell merch? You can find it at our website. You can find merch from the 75th annual Mount Absalom Celery Festival with this really beautiful and yet slightly creepy image of a celeric root. I'm really into it. There are coffee mugs with Abby's rules for small talk in the morning, which basically boil down to don't do it. And there are a couple of really cool interpretations of our show art so that you can go represent Unwell as you're like walking around in real life. We are super proud of all of this merch and we think you'll like it too. So you can head on over to our website at unwellpodcast.com and check it all out. Again, that's our website at unwellpodcast.com.
Because the threads are wearing off the spindle.
Threads are wearing off the what?
The spindle. It's the bar in the center that turns the doorknob.
Okay, that sounds important.
The doorknobs have been fussy for years.
Yeah, well, one day I'm going to forget about that fussy doorknob, close the door.
Maybe?
Little vertigo. All is fine. It'll pass. Just breathe a couple times. And maybe a couple more. Nora, if we don't get it fixed, I'm gonna lock myself in the clock and chronograph room and die in there.
I'll find you.
Then we'll be ghosts together. Faboo. Here we are. Behold! The random pile of doors, all rotting quietly in a basement corner for reasons unknown.
Oh, look at your dear little desk. I never come down here, and why not?
It's a little creepy.
Nonsense, it's charming.
Can't say I trust your creepiness meter. Hey, easy.
Sorry, this one back here looks good. Unscrew that.
Unscrewing. Oh, the inside's rusted. Oh, and watery. Oh, I'm covered in liquid tetanus. Disgusting.
Spindle looks all right.
Yeah, could you slide it out for me?
I can try. Damn blast!
Old-timey cursing. Snarkle my leg iron.
Pluck my chicken feathers.
That sounds useful.
It was such trouble to pluck a chicken.
Do you miss eating?
At least I still have my brain.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Rudy. I can't get it.
But it's covered in tetanus water.
You have antibiotics now.
I'll get lockjaw.
Only for a day, then you'll be cured.
Nora!
If I had fine motor skills, I would have rebuilt the telescope myself, without the distraction of talk of lockjaw. But I cannot, because, as you may have forgotten, despite my ability to appear and disappear at will, I am a ghost.
Like no other ghost I've met.
I am a ghost.
Can you come back from the ether? I'd love to talk.
I can hear you.
I don't know why you're the way you are.
I'm a ghost!
But I've met ghosts. Lots of other ghosts. And they're not like you.
Who?
Wes, for one.
He's not a ghost.
Dot says he has a grave.
But he has footsteps.
You sometimes have footsteps.
And he can walk where he wants. He's not trapped in the place he died.
There you go. Nice, loud footsteps.
Does he eat?
He does.
He eats? He eats?
Oh, stay off the rug.
How can he eat? Tell me, how?
Nora, please don't step.
Ah, damn it!
A modern curse. Nicely done. Oh, don't move it. The rug is delicate.
What is this? What is this? You're digging?
I dug. A bit.
I told you not to.
Which is why I stopped.
You cannot do this.
Cannot.
Should not.
Why?
Obviously, you can break through it. It's nearly thin roofing tiles.
Thin, eh? So you've been down there?
Didn't get a chance. I died the morning I broke through.
Related or coincident?
Classic cause and effect. The hole was open. I went to the telescope, looked through, adjusted, and suddenly there was a great rush. Like electrons in a circuit flowing from negative to positive. It was as if I established a connection.
Is that your theory about what's under there? A source of energy powerful enough to unravel the mysteries of the universe?
No need to be so dramatic about it. And it'd have to be properly harnessed, but yes, a new form of energy.
Huh.
You don't agree?
I don't. I think it's another door.
Door?
There's a mysterious door in the basement of the boarding house. Sometimes there, sometimes not, sometimes locked, sometimes not.
Where do you think it goes?
Well, I think what we've got here is a town with at least one mysterious door. Sometimes locked, as I said, and sometimes not. And this same town also happens to be crawling with ghosts.
So you think?
I think.
Go on. Say your wild and fantastical theory out loud.
I think the door leads to a place where ghosts come from and they've started to escape. What? Why is that fantastical?
You think a physical door leads to a metaphysical afterlife?
Not saying the afterlife, but definitely saying a literal ghost town. A ghost city, to be precise. With suburbs, exurbs, and whatever else comes after that. I'm not a geographer. With ghost industries, ghost plastics, ghost tool and dyes, ghost ice cream parlors, ghost kids sneaking out of their ghost parents' house to look at the ghost stars.
Are you joking? Honest question.
It has to lead where the ghosts come from. It has to. It fits perfectly.
Except I don't remember any door, nor a ghostly megalopolis.
A theory, not a treatise. All the more important that we break through that roof and see for sure what's down there. It's 5 till. Let's cover this back up.
What will they do when they see the hole?
There's a rug over it.
Rudy.
And let's head up. And I'm locking the basement door and saying I lost the key. So that's solved.
You think you can outsmart them?
Oh, sure. No choice, do I? My modus operandi. Rudy against the world.
They are formidable.
Well, I am desperate. So, we'll see who wins. I'd bet on me. Here we go.
Dr. Pelton?
One moment.
Good luck.
Try the door.
I'm sure it's locked.
Dr. Pelton? Time for the inspection. I'm trying the door.
Oh, Dr. Pelton!
Good day.
Hi, Hazel. Chester.
Dr. Pelton, this door must remain locked at all times. You signed a legal document stipulating you would keep this building secure.
Dr. Pelton,
a legal document. Assure me this will not happen again.
Terribly careless of me. It won't happen again.
Good. Good. Well, here we are. Need a hand with that, Hazel?
No.
What's Hazel doing?
How are you feeling, Dr. Pelton? Rudy?
Fine. Still a little
and
sensitive.
And our beautiful eye to the stars. How is she?
Yes. The telescope did take some damage from the interference it picked up, but nothing time and money can't fix. We'll have it up and running soon.
We?
Royal we. I am a king in my domain. Hazel! That a spectrum analyzer.
Silence!
She's just performing a quick structural integrity assessment. She'll be done in a moment.
Ah.
As you were.
What are we measuring, Hazel?
Flaws. Any cracks, any holes, any flaw at all, no matter how minuscule or cleverly concealed, will be revealed by this machine.
Fun!
We, of course, trust you completely and know that you would never compromise the integrity of the observatory structure, but mistakes happen.
Silence! As you were.
Well, shall I give you all the grand tour?
No need. Many are the hours I've spent poring over these floor plans in the library. Clock and chronograph room over there, yes?
Yep.
The annex to the left?
Mm-hmm.
Silence!
And the basement stairs are through that door?
Yes. Now, I will say that the basement door is currently locked, and the key is, well, who knows where.
The tomb is higher than I thought it would be.
As you were.
It's all a bit foreboding. Well, we won't be here long.
You're not nervous.
Well,
who could be nervous in a place like this? Certainly, the basement is quite spooky, if I might say so. But we are standing in a temple. One to science, knowledge, and the unknown. Where, with a mere jaunt up some stairs, one can observe the eternal, ever-stretching, never-ending cosmos.
Silence!
Once the telescopes are repaired, of course.
It is a miracle how fast the human body recovers. Certainly gave us a scare a week ago.
Don't look in the telescope. You'll die if you do.
Yes. Concussions do take a number on the old cerebral hemisphere.
Nora, do what you have to do.
All of that.
A temporary incapacitation, I assure you.
As you were.
Who is Nora?
A song. You know that song, Nora Lee?
No.
Nora Lee, Nora Lee, how I long to find thee. You're my dear departed, not forgotten, long lost Nora Lee.
Silence!
And when your memory comes to mind, I beg you not to flee. You're my dear departed, not forgotten, long lost Nora Lee. No? All the rage in the 20s, or so I'm told.
And who is she when she's not a song?
As you were. Main floor complete. Lead the way, Dr. Peltham.
Where?
To the basement.
I believe I'll stay up here, if that's all right.
Is that the door?
Oh, Hazel, I'm so sorry. You know, darndest thing, the door's locked, and I lost the key. You'll have to come back some other time.
You understand that we cannot leave here without a complete set of readings.
Certainly. As a scientist, I say, yes, bring on the data. But we may have to push the basement off till another...
We test it today. Is that the door?
Yes, right this way. Drat. Locked. Sorry. Key somewhere. I don't remember. Yes, it's on top of one of the bookcases. Or maybe on a file cabinet. Oh, which room was it? Clock and chronograph, I believe.
Chester, look for the key. Dr. Peltham, come with me. You have the keys to the annex, yes?
I do.
Then accompany me, please. Every door must be opened.
Of course. That key's somewhere, Chester. It's not nowhere. Right this way to the annex.
Let's start at the back and work forward.
Very good. It's an interesting set of rooms, but down here were the personal quarters.
Hello?
Hello?
What if you're already here? Have you broken through? Are you here now with me?
Hello?
Well, if you are, I want you to know I am not afraid. I am afraid. No. Because it is utterly inconsequential. You breach this defense, fine. The others are strong and will not yield.
I am afraid.
I am not afraid. We will repair the broken defenses. You will be driven out once more. I promised I would protect this town, and I will. Now, until you have the courage to show yourself, I am
afraid.
I am not afraid. I am
afraid.
Walking into the clock and chronograph room, and I am finding that key.
Where is it?
No. Hazel.
Chester?
Hazel, he walked. Get me out, get me out.
Dr. Peltham, unlock the door.
Hazel, he walked.
Peltham, the keys.
It's broken.
He'll get Jamie. Go save Jamie. Hazel, save him.
Get him out.
The doorknob's broken. We're fixing it, but the threads have worn down from the spindle.
How do we get him out?
Take apart the doorknob. Screwdriver's downstairs.
Chester.
Can't go downstairs.
He walks. He'll kill him, please.
Chester.
I'll break it down. Away from the door. Hoop.
Hazel, he walks. I heard his voice. He knows all.
Chester, there are no signs. Where are the signs, Chester?
Who knows my fears? Who walks without sound? Who?
There are no signs,
there
Chester.
There is only one who walks without sound.
No, because there are no signs, Chester.
The
yes,
we have
there's
been
something
we
else,
have been
but
tasked.
It's benign.
Hazel,
we talked about
you're
this.
Wrong.
Listen
you're
to
wrong.
Me.
He
it's
walks.
Benign. It's
People
just a shadow,
die.
Chester.
He'll
Chester,
die.
Won't you be quiet?
Cat. It's just the cat. There's a cat. Just the cat.
Cat?
Yep, just the cat. And she very much enjoys giving herself scritches on the edges of doors. Causes them to close sometimes.
Cat?
Yes, just the cat.
Oh, wonderful, blessed cats. Oh, Rudy, oh, my heart. What's her name?
Nora.
That's our Nora.
That's our Nora. Don't know where she ran off to.
Nora the cat, magnificent. I thought I heard a voice. My voice sounds of... just my nerves. They get the best of me sometimes. May we go outside? I think some fresh air would be best. Hazel, help.
Focus. Breathe. Focus. Walk. I won't let you fall. One step at a time. Sit here. Breathe. You're safe. The last 2 weeks have been hard.
Yes. Yes. I'm afraid my nerves are a touch frayed. I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
The fear is overwhelming sometimes.
I'm sorry this is happening to you.
I've just become so accustomed to peace. Rudy, I must ask you, have you seen a man, dresses in black, pale skin, bright white hair, almost, how to describe it?
Like the man at Halloween.
Precisely. You saw him?
Caught a glimpse.
That was he. The Revelator.
Chester!
The one who knows what you've done and what
yes,
you're going
yes,
to
Chester,
do. The
yes,
one who
he,
sows...
Yes, he's a man who's caused us a lot of trouble in the past.
A demon.
Oh! No, no, Chester, come now. He's just a busybody who can't mind his own business and who must be kept from the observatory at all costs.
Of course.
You're a good friend, Rudy. Have you ever considered joining us as a member of the Delphic Order, lending your talents, learning our secrets?
Sure.
Well, mayhaps an invitation will wing its way towards you sometime soon. I want so badly to tell you what we know.
And I want to know what you know.
The solstice approaches.
Goodness, Hazel, you're right. You're in luck. We could have you anointed by Christmas. Rudy, I cannot wait to have access to your beautiful brain.
My beautiful brain cannot wait.
Chester, we still need to examine the basement.
Still locked. The key's probably lost for good. I could try putting the old shoulder and back into it, but I doubt I could break it down. That door's solid oak.
I'll call a locksmith.
No need. No need. Any personal effects down there?
No.
Let it be lost. A blessing in disguise. One more barrier. My dear friend, you must understand. We cannot have the
rebel... Chester!
This being...
Person.
Destroy all we hold dear. If we are to save it, then we must seal it. Si ad salvaret nos linimus. And a certain contingent in town is focused on opening, on digging... on revealing the things which must remain safe and hidden. Can we count on your help?
Of course.
The Delphic Order is a wellspring not just of money or of camaraderie, but of hope. We know that you've... May I tell him?
You may.
You've lost someone.
Oh?
Oh, yes. Tragic, tragic thing. But in Mount Absalom... the dead walk. Join us, and perhaps you can finally have her answer to your question.
Well, then I await your invitation.
Good. Until we next meet.
We'll be in touch soon.
Looking forward. Ta! Okay.
How do you know you lost someone?
Everyone's lost someone. Oldest trick in the book. You put the dustpan somewhere?
Next to the broom.
Ah, here. Absolute oldest trick. Every sideshow con man knows it. You look like you lost someone dear to you. Yes, I see it in your eyes. A woman with a gentle smile. Name starts with the letter M. Martha. No, Mama.
But it's true that you lost someone.
I'm not ready to talk about it out loud yet. Sorry about the door.
The wood was original.
Sorry. Maybe don't lock someone in a room and make them hysterical.
It did keep him out of the basement.
What's he so frightened of?
Not our concern. We should dig now, before they come back.
Now?
Right now.
Why?
What are you so frightened of?
That you'll poach my Nobel Prize. That you'll call the new energy source Neuranium with a no help from Rudy isotope.
Are you worried about what she's going to say? Your friend? If you meet her down there?
Yes. Maybe you were right to say we shouldn't dig.
You mustn't be afraid of the unknown. You must be curious. You are a scientist, after all.
You're a scientist, and you used to be vehemently opposed to digging. You forbade it.
It was painful to think of. I felt like a child who's been burnt on a stove one too many times. It was a visceral pain. But it's gone now, and all that remains is curiosity.
I thought it was odd. A scientist who's unwilling to explore.
I also think it's odd that a scientist is not willing to explore.
All right. Let's give the old hole a look-see. Noraline, Noraline, how I long to find...
Did you just invent that on the spot?
Man of many talents. Ah, I guess we gotta get a cat now.
Name Nora.
Sorry.
You lie very easily.
I do. Survival of the clever.
Where's the shovel?
Behind the file cabinets. To dig or not to dig. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. Thoughts?
Fetch the shovel.
No harm in taking a moment to think things through.
Think while you fetch it.
Chester seems to think it's important not to dig.
Are you interested in questions or answers? Which one? I'm interested in answers.
I am also interested in answers.
Then dig, right?
Right. Here we go. Ah, I should text Abby. Let them know what we're up to. They are, used to be, into this hole. Hey. Breaking through the tiles. Come on by. Love to see you. Send. They're probably blocking my texts. Okay. Okay.
Don't be afraid.
Don't you be afraid.
Don't let the fear stop us. Dig.
This episode features
Joshua K. Harris as Rudy,
Anuja Vaidya as Nora Tendulkar,
Pat King as Chester,
Krista D'Agostino as Hazel.
Written by Jessica Wright Buha.
Sound design by Eli McElveen.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer, Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer, Ryan Sheely.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP.
Supporting producers, Steve Diamond, Bill Gardner, Calico Davis, Adam Goodman, Nick Keenan, Aurora Natalini, and Caitlin White.
HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and Tell Our Stories is Occupied Land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
Fortunately, no one died in the fires of 1996, though there were a number of injuries, and most notably one teenager, Chester Warren, suffered severe dehydration after being trapped alone for almost 2 days in an abandoned storm cellar.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
One foot after another. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issue prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road. A dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/Broken Road.